Wait, whoa, it has endings?
In
You
Elden
can
Ring?
finish the game? I thought you just kept starting over with new builds until you gave up on the game. You can end it? You can
Yeah,
finish it?
you can finish it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sitsock. My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
It's Sitsock. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
Kevin in the back.
And a Kevin in that.
I have absolutely no idea what to talk about because
Elden Ring update.
Elden Ring update.
Okay.
I think it has become one of my favorite games ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You were super salty about it before.
I think that's actually something I was going to point out. It's like that. I think that's the mark of somebody who really appreciates a game, because your favorite games, you should be able to criticize too.
Yeah.
No, he was just whining.
I was really butthurt that
is
day.
Is that about the PvP thing? Because I fucking agree.
I don't PvP at all.
I would never PvP in those games.
I asked the question on our channels today, like, not joking, not trying to be a troll, why do people PvP in these games? And there's literally no reason.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know if it gives you any actual benefit. I think it's just to compare your EP. It's your internet dick.
EP!
But, like, I mean, I have... the bosses and stuff are hard. Like, I beat one of the really hard bosses in like maybe 20 tries, and I was like on a roll. This whole next level was like a giant platforming level, and it was insane. It was like I was started to see it as like a puzzle instead of just a bunch of fighting, right? And when you start to treat it like clever and puzzly and kind of like use your tools to your advantage, it becomes a way different experience than just a really fucking hard game, right? It is hard, but there's a lot of strategy to it, and I'm a little salty that there's the like strategy of the game right now is to just run blood loss weapons because blood loss is super effective.
That's what I've been doing, but I can.
I don't
want to
run. I don't want to respec. I don't want to like respec out of my build because I like it and it's fast and nimble and stuff like that. But you know, I'm getting to the point where you're like, you know, I have to solve this puzzle a different way, so I have to try something else. So. Yeah. And anytime you're like, oh, man, I hit a wall. Okay, I'll try something else. Hit a wall of that. Okay, just go explore for a while. Maybe you'll find some cool shit. I had a very productive afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah, the amount of shit you can find is insane.
Kevin, what were you going to talk about? Blood loss weapons?
Oh, yeah.
You said you wanted to talk about it?
Well, so I started playing last Thursday, last time before we recorded. So I put like 30 hours in 1 week, which is a long time for me in a while.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Shit, that is impressive. Yeah.
Where are you at?
this is the embarrassing part, or maybe not that embarrassing, but I just beat Godrick.
No, I mean, if I would have taken that route, I would have probably not hated the game at first as much.
But what I did was I went up to him earlier and just started fighting him, and I
punched
hit a
him
wall.
In the dick.
Yeah, I tried to, and I died. Probably like 40 times, and I was just like, I can't do this, like I don't know what to do. And so what I really like about this game is something I like about a lot of other games too, is I basically just bailed and went and completely grinded, over leveled. I went to places I should not be, like I was able to skip the whole giant castle. I went way further than I should be and like snuck around and beat up people that I probably shouldn't have been beating up. And
did
got
you get
all
to
this stuff.
To the Volcano Manor yet?
I didn't get to the Volcano Manor, but I did go, like, I went down way up the map and around and then found all the dealers for all the smithing stone upgrades. And I was able to upgrade my weapons, like, way beyond where they should be.
And that's a big part of Elden Ring, I think. Yeah. Maybe the Souls games, but a lot of your damage comes from how high your weapon is.
Yep. And so I way over leveled my character, my weapons, like, I put a bunch of bleed damage on everything, which bleed is like the more you hit them,
it's the new meta.
It builds up like a little bar, and if their bar fills, it just like chunks a whole big old chunk of health off the person you're fighting. So, but anyways, I went and like way over leveled, and then I came back to the Godrick and beat him in the first try, like without even trying. I just like went and slashed him. It was awesome, and it felt
it reminds
amazing.
Me a lot of like. Guitar Hero, where you really do benefit from stopping and like going to bed and then coming back the next day. Yeah. I've beaten bosses doing that like probably four times now, where I'm just like wall, 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 and I'm like, you know what, I think I'm done for the day, I'm gonna go do something else, and then I go like sort some cards or go to sleep, or the next day I come back and I'm like, I think I got it now. I've had time to collect all the moves in my head and stuff.
Yeah, but it was really frustrating watching Jacksepticeye just like do what I was trying to do in like the span of a couple hours.
And just succeed.
He has played it three times before that
playthrough. Did.
Though,
yeah,
so. He played it
a lot. He also plays Bidja games for a living.
True.
And the Souls games are some of his favorite. And I love
he's played Bloodborne like 275 times.
He commented one comment that I felt super justified after he said, which was, the slow attacking thing's new for Elden Ring. And I was like, God damn it, right. Like, that's hard to dodge. It's hard to know when to dodge when attacks are choreographed with a stall in front of them, right?
They do like
this
thing
like,
where like
do the huge wind up and then like you dodge and they're like, I'm still winding up, and then they take
then
three quarters of your health.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's this little shift of the weapon like as it's coming at you, but it's like psych, just kidding. Slash, and you're dead.
Oh, just wait till you get to Melina. Dennis and I are stuck against that wall right now. She's like the one that one-shots people like consistently, like with her sword.
Cool.
It's interesting. But Bloodlust is
really
good.
I gotta get this game.
Yeah, I think you will like it. Yeah. That's why I kind of shifted my view last time. Not view, but I think you will like it, Kendrick.
From what I understand about like comparing it to the old FromSoft games is they're very linear, and this one is like, if you get stuck, you bail, and you could basically explore the entire map before fighting the boss.
That's what makes me worried, though.
A big chunk of it.
Why?
Everyone's like, this is like Breath of the Wild or like Skyrim or whatever, and I'm like, those are games I didn't like.
Yeah,
I didn't play Breath of the Wild, but
you
like,
have to decide what you're doing. You know, like you can just straight explore. You can go back and check out something that you couldn't do before, like. You do have to definitively path your thing forward. So
I found
the problem I have is when I do that, I'm like, I choose to not play the game. Goodbye.
Yeah, so maybe you won't like it then.
Yeah, so I found a lot of fun. Lot of fun in overleveling or just like grinding a little bit, and I found a lot of fun.
I do like that.
In like going to find a new weapon and leveling that up too. Like, here's this cool weapon I found online. Let's go see what it's like, and just like go pick it up and level it up and whatever. I don't know.
I think the Castlevania vibes will get you and Joe a little bit psyched, because it is a lot like that. You get some kind of talisman items, and you're like, okay, these talismans are great for like grinding out a boss drop, or not a boss drop, but like a world mob I want, right? So you get your silver scarab together that has higher item drops. You put some stuff on specifically to farm that boss, and then you'd like exit and enter the room a bunch of times, like in Castlevania, like, and kill the thing over and over again, and like get the weapon you wanted, and like then feel good about yourself, and then choose a new task you want to do. Like when you're rarely at the end of the game in Castlevania, I don't know.
When you're talking about Castlevania Symphony of the Night style, where you're like god tier, and you're like, I really want the Chrysagrim, so I'm going to kill 465,295 of these guys.
But you don't have to wait till you're that high to do stuff like this, which I thought was cool.
That sounds like some heroin.
Yeah,
I might be interested in that heroin.
Yeah,
that part is the part I think is the coolest, is the whole like, I will say this till the day I die. I think Dark Souls is like it's like Castlevania for like the new generation, not of consoles, you know. It's got those same kind of things, and I mean, I think about how hard the like original Castlevania was. I've watched you play that
game.
It was
hard.
It's like fucking brutal.
I watched you play that game, Kyle. It's tough.
It's cruel.
Yeah, especially as someone who didn't grow up with it. Like, I try to play it, and I die in, like, 5 seconds.
Interesting comparison, too, because the point of the original Castlevania games was they were brutal if you were trying to brute force it. If you took the time to figure out the path, the tools that you needed at the times that you needed them, you could get through the game pretty effectively after a while. It's kind of the same. I think you're right on with that, Kyle, because it's kind of the same, especially, and again, my only experience being the first and second Dark Souls game and watching people play the other ones, is that it's been the same way. Like, if you try to just fucking rush through, you get shit stomped. But if you take your time, be very patient, because there's no timer, there's no time limit against you. If you're just careful and you use your time and tools and your builds to your advantage, you have better chances of getting through it quicker. And I think that I think that's an interesting comparison. I don't know.
Elden Ring is like the Symphony of the Night of the Dark Souls games to Castlevania, where like it's so big that you end up like Hollow Knighting yourself and kind of sometimes forgetting where you're going because it's so open world. But it's still like a tough game. But it's like how those big maps changed from like Castlevania 3 and the early ones, where it was just very like you're going through a single path and it's very easy to. You don't choose where you're going in Castle, right? But when Symphony of the Knife hits, or whatever game did it first, I say Symphony of the Knife because it's the one I think
it was.
Changes that formula, right? And it says, "Oh, you have this whole map to explore now. Good luck."
Yeah.
There were some.
You can't go everywhere yet, but you can try.
Yeah, there were some areas that you couldn't definitely access without like the unlocked item in the specific.
That's how Elden Ring is. There are some ways in Elden Ring you didn't
have to do the bosses in specific orders.
Yeah, yeah. They gave you kind of tiers. You had to beat one or two of the first tier bosses, and then one or two of the second tier bosses, and then that kind of opened it up. It was not linear, but it was gated, and it was also one of those games that people refer to all the time as being hugely influential in game design, because it was like, this is a way to kind of keep people on a semi-linear path while giving them the feeling that they have exploration. Without really having to deal with the fact that they might find themselves in an unwinnable scenario, right?
And like you can't beat the game without like following that main story. So you're always tied to it, but you definitely don't feel bound to it in terms of like, I have to go beat Dracula right now. There's nothing else to do. This is the only part of the game that matters. It's like,
and if you don't want to fight Gallimoth, you don't have to.
Right.
Oh yeah, optional bosses is like a revolutionary idea.
Well, I liked that because Castlevania Symphony of the Night has like four different endings depending on how you play it.
I believe Elden Ring does too. It has a few different
endings. Wait, whoa, it has endings?
In Elden Ring?
Finish the game? I thought you just kept starting over with new builds until you gave up on the game. You can end it?
You can finish it. I actually did a point thing that changed the world because I moved the story forward far enough and I was like, shit. Accidentally killed some NPCs that I can't do quests for now because I didn't think about it. It is one of those games where you can like have stuff like that happen.
Feels very like Fallout to me. Like, oops, I accidentally killed this NPC.
You can still get the items and stuff from them. You just can't use them as quests for those quests. But like, I swear to God, if you looked at like the quest architecture of these games, like Elden Ring, it would be like a giant fucking spider web, like microfiche. It would be so amazing to look at. I could follow this path.
I still remember my first time playing Dark Souls, and I accidentally, like legit, my finger slipped. I attacked the
you killed one.
Merchant, one of the merchants, and I killed him. And then he got mad, and so I murdered him, and I was like, uh-oh. And that like crippled half the gameplay. So.
And this one, if you accidentally hit a merchant but don't want to kill them, you can go to this Absolution Church and use an item to get them to forgive you, which I thought was a clever.
That's nice. That's acknowledging that we're dumb.
If you kill them too, they give you a bell and you can like take it to a different merchant and basically you get their wares. You could buy their
wares. Yes, you can still buy their stuff. It's just that if that NPC had a quest line that you could get something from, it's done. So generally they say do the quest lines, then you can kill them because even Jacksepticeye says it in the thing. Like all the merchants, you should probably just kill because you don't then have to go all over the world to find their bell bearings. Like you don't have to go over the world to buy their stuff. You can just kill them all, pass the bell bearings to the twin sisters, and then go to the single like hub point, like the Hunter's Dream or whatever they're calling it in all those games. So I thought that was kind of funny.
It's not a Hunter's Dream anymore.
That's funny because that's like
that was Bloodborne.
That you were saying that like quest spider web. That's exactly like Cyberpunk 2077. That's like it's like this massive web of just like how everything combines together and how you could fail this quest and it like will fail a bunch of other quests down the line or like complete this quest and it opens up quests down the line.
Or like if you do one thing before another thing, that other thing can be halfway through its quest arc. That was like a Elden Ring thing where you can like move locations of NPCs based off of what you've finished already, which I think is a really cool thing for like a game where you're just exploring, but it also makes it incredibly hard to find stuff sometimes. But you know, that's just another difficult part of that game is fuck, what part of the thing am I at? Like I saw a tutorial the other day and it was like, go do this to go get this item, and I was like, okay, cool. So I tried it and I was like, wait, I guess I'm not far enough or something, because I don't have that area yet. Like, I've that area hasn't changed in the way it's supposed to let me do what it's saying. And I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, go play it. If you have like a spare chunk of money that you just want to burn, and give it a shot.
And you don't give up on games that are hard easy, because if you do that, you'll just hate yourself. Like, don't play the game if you're going to hate yourself because of it. Like,
but no, it is a great game experience.
The reward.
When I was playing Dark Souls, I definitely had that where I'm like, and today we're done playing Dark Souls for maybe a year.
Yep.
The reward I find is far more satisfying than those times where you're just stuck and frustrated. Like, far more.
Yeah, as soon as I like started shifting my position on it and understanding when I needed to stop to in order to keep enjoying it, it made it a lot easier to sit down and just be like, what am I doing today?
Well, it does. I found, I think I was gonna talk about this last time we were talking about this too. It's like shifting the mentality is always the big trick for me, is that like dying and failure is part of the game. It's what keeps me actually playing Sea of Thieves lately, is just like, as soon as I see somebody else sailing my direction and there's another ship coming, I'm like, the rule is you don't own the treasure on your ship until you've turned it into the outpost. So that's part of the game. Somebody's going to try and come and kill and steal all your shit.
Because that's the point. You're a pirate.
That's the point of it. Yeah.
Yo-ho, spiddle-dee-dee.
Yeah. Sometimes you meet cool people. Sometimes you meet very toxic people. But in general, you're just going to fight people who want to throw down. And that's fine. And that's what it's part of. And it's like, you're going to sink at some point. You're going to sink. It's part of it. You just need to accept that, not get salty, and go kick their ass again.
I have to get it. It's a seawater reference.
Yeah, and if and salty. If they kick your ass twice in a row, you leave them the fuck alone. But with Elden Ring, I think I get in the Dark Soul from software games. I guess it's a little different. You got to keep kind of like trying, but
I guess you can kind of go somewhere right else then.
And check it out and get stronger and better.
Be like, oh, man, you know, frequently and often exploring gets you, like, multiple levels. So if you just go do something else, you'll get, like, 3 or 4 levels and can come back.
Right. And that's what Jack was saying, too, as, like, he said, I absolutely enjoy to go fight a boss for, like, 4 hours straight and just learn his patterns and figure out why I'm dying over and over and over and over again. And that's like why he likes the game so much. But I felt like I was frustrated with that, so I just went and leveled up and skipped that part, which I don't think you could do in previous FromSoft games, from what I understand. Like, this is the most open one compared to the old ones. And if
I didn't feel like there were many paths in Dark Souls, so that's like the first part of Dark Souls that I played, but I didn't get very far.
I don't know. I like it.
I'm glad you like it, because I would have felt bad if you bought that. You're like, this is terrible.
It's bullshit and it sucks.
It's bullshit and it sucks, and that's why I'd like to end it. Unless everyone else has anything else, because bullshit and it sucks seems like the most appropriate thing. So everybody like, comment, and subscribe. Or what are we saying now? Like, comment, subscribe?
That's like what you're saying, subscribe. Yeah, I'm saying. Don't make me come up there and ring that bell.
Bye.
Punch out that bell. Bye.